This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, August 6th. God's word for you today is at the center. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 6, verse 1. And it says, in our work together with God, then, we beg you who have received God's grace not to let it be wasted. God wants us to center our lives around Him, worship, learn to love His family, fellowship, cultivate spiritual maturity, discipleship, contribute something back, ministry, and tell others about His love. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18 and 20 says, through Christ, God made peace between us and Himself, and God gave us the work of telling everyone about the peace we can have with Him. So, we have been sent to speak for Christ. And this is this fifth focus, witness. We have been sent to witness for Christ and to speak for Christ. A witness does not try to persuade and convince. A witness just says what he or she has seen, heard, or experienced personally. We often think we need to be able to conjure up God or to explain out God. No, just say what God has done for you. That is what it means to be a witness. Just say, whereas I was blind, but now I can see. This is who I was. This is who I am. I am not perfect. I am not where I ought to be. But I thank God I am not where I used to be. Huge. What took me from where I used to be to where I am now? He is a person, and His name is Jesus. He can do the same thing for you. Basically, that is what it is to witness. Assuming you had the cure for COVID-19 and you keep it to yourself, that will be criminal, a crime against humanity. Anyone that has the cure for COVID and is putting it under his or her pillow, the person is a murderer. But guess what? We have something more important than the cure for COVID-19. We have the cure of eternal damnation. We have the cure for hell. We have the cure for destruction. And His name is Jesus. So, to keep Him to ourselves is a crime. We have Jesus. And what does He give us? Past forgiven, purpose for living, home in heaven. Jesus is alive. Therefore, we cannot keep Jesus to ourselves. You have received God's grace. Do not let it go to waste. Who do you know that does not know Jesus? I know you may know 2, 3, or 4 people, but I want you to think of one person, the first person that came to your mind. The next question is, who do you think is responsible for that person? You. Yes, you are responsible for that person. So what is going to be the center of your life for the rest of your life? Is it the pressure you're feeling or the lack of it? Again, nothing else is strong enough to hold you together. Only God. What God wants us to do with the rest of our lives is worship, fellowship, grow in discipleship, ministry, and witness. Let us pray. Father, we want to serve you for the rest of our lives. Thank you for making it possible. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.